Questions is, how did you help to like motivate the runners to like get them to think that they could win state?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird because we had lots of good teams through the years, and I think it was just an expectation, and I think that group probably was instrumental in getting that whole thing started. You know, the whole idea that we could be competitive and everything else. So
we started it, and we
were fortunate to have four quality kids who were committed and who worked very well together. When I was head coach, you know, you got to worry about every event, whereas that year was kind of fun because I got to focus on, you know, the relay, and like I said, I think I worked pretty much with Darlene in the high jump. And
So we asked Coach Bingett if he expected a state win, but did you expect a state win?
Did I expect one? No. I knew we would do well, but no, I knew we would place. I hoped we would place, but all it takes is one little bobble, right?
Where is that state book? We must have had like the
where you were. Did you have like rankings beforehand?
Did you have lanes and that?
Well, you get seated based on your section.
So we were way out in lane six at the sectional, mm-hmm. which is the worst place because you can't play catch up. And that was an 8-lane, and it was like we were, there was six.
Actually, yeah. No,
so that, and again, being the anchor is like the worst place to be in that position. But we ended up actually placed second. The first team was disqualified, and they were like a pretty high lead to go.
Yeah.
And then when we went to the state meet, I think in the state meet we did have the fastest qualifying time, but there's a lot of pressure when it's not just running from beginning to end, it's when you have the batons and you have three teammates that have to do it right. Doesn't take much to bobble a baton if you've ever done a relay.
They were actually seated first, and the team that was seated second was the team we beat at sectionals. So I think that probably gave them some feeling that they had the opportunity to win. All I really remember about it is when we came back, I drove the van.
Where are you?
And we drove all the way through Salina.
Okay, come into the
crazy
thing.
Denise, tell us about that anchor leg at the 1976 meet. What was it like there?
Well, I kind of remember just in awe, like there's so many people in the stands and there's so much action going on, you know, and you're kind of leaving your teammates and you're in your spot and you're watching them do a half of a track. And I know when it was coming to me, we were behind. So, you know, your adrenaline's just crazy, crazy going and you're just waiting for that baton. And, you know, when it came, I knew I had a lot of work to do. So I had 10 yards to make up. And the cool part is, like, I remember it, but it's awesome that one of the dads captured it in pictures, and it actually shows kind of just how we progressed. But, you know, it takes four people, and you also have the stagger to take in.
But she was waiting for the order.
So was there like
pretty good coming down the street.
was there a crowd roar at the? I mean, do you remember?
I remember like after we went up to the stands and our families, your parents were, everybody was there, right? I know my parents were there and my little brother.
I don't know that my parents were there.
Yeah,
we're farmers. Yeah, they were playing.
Yeah, there was a roar of the crowd, and I think the coolest part is when you get to go up on the stands and you get your little trophy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adding on to that, can you describe the feeling you felt right after you won?
I was coming across from the other side, so.
To meet me, just, you're kind of a little bit, you're super excited, but you're also kind of in shock. Like, wow, did this just really happen? You know, and then the excitement. Yeah, it took a while to sink in. And then I remember I had like some emotions after it sunk in, little tears and jumping around.
To make sure we weren't disqualified. Because that was a big thing at state. They were checking like everything. So make sure your handoffs were good, that you didn't go outside of the lane and stuff so that you didn't get disqualified.
Yeah, because you're not used to that at all the extra refs around. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of pressure. I mean, it's just full of people and full of
referees.
It's different divisions.
So to put this in context, these kids go up and they look on the gym wall, and it's the first thing up there, 1976, and it's your four names. And
find
so
it.
Did you guys think about that back then, or did you just kind of like, well, we just won this, and I mean, did you have the ability as a teenager to kind of put that in context?
We knew it was a big thing
because
it was the first Slinger team to do it, but I don't think we knew the magnitude of it at that point.
Well, we,
but it still follows us.
That, you know, it was that we were the first girls team to do that.
Right, right.
Did any of the guys do it? I know there were guys at State when we
went,
but
they
didn't.
But I...
Well, see, I was a senior the year we won, but when I was a sophomore...
We're going to ask you that.
Greg Wilson and Tim German, and they had a relay team there.
Yeah, that's when we went our freshman year.
Is that freshman?
Mm-hmm. You were
when freshman,
I was a freshman,
I was a sophomore.
Mm-hmm. When we went to State, that was a boys' team that did make it in a relay. I've got a picture. I didn't bring it, but it's pretty funny.
Was Tim a senior?
Tim was a senior, yeah. Because it was Tim and Greg Wilson, and I don't remember. Deuce Crab.
Yeah. Lee's perspective on that. What leg did you run for 76?
I was the start.
You were the start. So how did it feel? Like, were you a little anxious there at the beginning there?
Don't get a false start, man.
Did we get one freebie then?
Back then we did.
Back then you got, if you did false start, you got another one. Now you don't. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one shot.
But we didn't need it.
No.
We were good to go.
Yeah, she was
That's
good. Over relaxed.
Why is she let off?
Yep, she was good. She's cool, calm, and collected.
I don't know about that.
Compared to the other
wired
three.
One.
Okay.
See, we had,
I always had extra energy.
We asked Denise a little bit about feeling about winning. What did you remember now about that feeling of seeing Denise cross the finish line at first?
Well, again, I was on the other side.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to see. I didn't know if we won or not until I got further over.
Okay.
So it was kind of a delayed reaction, and then I just kept thinking to myself, hope we don't get disqualified. That was the big thing, because I know they were really strict on it. Another team get disqualified either in the prelims
sectionals.
Or something?
Sectionals.
Or sectionals, is that mm-hmm. when it was? Mm-hmm.
Well, and somebody, it says the third runner did a little bobbling. So I think that was Denise. She can't speak for it, but I think it was you to Jody, to Denise, to Denise.
To Jody.
So, and again, it's in the article, but that probably... You saw that bobble, so you don't know, did she cross over? You know, did she do more than three consecutive steps on the line? You know, what happened?
We didn't know. Flags go up.
Right.
I remember the flags.
The flags would flip up, but it's, you know, you couldn't watch it like now at the state track meet.
Yeah. It was cool being on the podium, though. That was cool.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Felt like you were an Olympian.
Yeah, you did. And coming back to school,
and everything.
Like, it was a pretty big thing.